Welcome to the Unconquered Podcast.
Jimbo.
Why?
Jimbo.
No. No. No.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason Staples here for another episode of the Unconquered Podcast here on Seminole Sports Radio. Once again, brought to you by Luis Marquez of Keller Williams Realty in Jacksonville, Florida. If you have any needs for anything on the real estate side in the greater Jacksonville area, give Lewis a call. Let him know you heard about him from the Unconquered Podcast. Definitely helped me out a lot. His information is, of course, in the show notes. So I'm not going to have a whole lot to say here in terms of this won't be a very long show, but I do want to address a few things in terms of Florida State's situation. Obviously, Jimbo Fisher stepped down on Friday, resigned, and is moving on to Texas A&M, taking a $75 million, 10-year guaranteed contract, which is just insane. I just can't believe the guaranteed money that gets thrown around these days. I don't care how good a coach you are, that kind of guaranteed money is kind of silly. And before I move on, I should actually address at least one myth about Fisher's departure that seems to be swirling around, and that's that Fisher was signed, sealed, and delivered, already had checked out and was not interested in basically coaching at Florida State starting in September, that Texas A&M already had an agreement with him at that point. That is not the case. That is simply untrue. And Fisher continued to coach hard and coach as though he was going to be at Florida State through the rest of the season. Up until about 2 weeks ago, he was, I don't think he had any plans of leaving Florida State. And even in the last week, it was not 100% clear that he was going to go to Texas A&M. It was not decided until later. Now, you may say, well, $75 million guaranteed, he's obviously going to go. But he actually, again, this was not entirely about money. He did not ask Florida State to match that money. There were other things in play here. I'll deal with that more in a larger episode to follow, but I want to focus more on Florida State's current coaching search. There's a lot of misinformation out there, a lot of rumors swirling about all sorts of things. And listen, I want to say up front, this stuff does change rapidly. It's worse than recruiting. So and there's all sorts of misinformation. There's word that swirls behind the scenes. People are used as mouthpieces to get certain information out. So understand that what I'm saying here is true as far as I can get from the sources that I have, some of whom are very close to the situation and should have good knowledge of exactly what's going on. But even since I was getting ready to record this podcast, I've had to revise a little bit of what I was going to say because certain information has changed within the last couple hours. So this is one of the dangers of this kind of medium for news that is constantly in flux, and we're dealing with breaking news and so on. So all I can say is that this is what I've gotten from the best sources I have available in the last few hours. So this is, again, this could be out of date. If you listen to this on Monday, this could be out of date by Monday. But here's where things stand as far as I know. First of all, there are those who are saying that Willie Taggart is signed, sealed, and delivered to Florida State, that it's a done deal, it's already over, and all that stuff, and we're just waiting on him being announced. I can tell you right now that that is false. That is not true. And that's all I can say. I mean, there has not been an agreement on terms. There has not been a handshake agreement established with Florida State's administrators and Willie Taggart. That is not the case. That has not been the case from the beginning. So, yeah, I'll just go ahead and say that. Now, what is true is that the Florida State job is Willie Taggart's dream job and has long been Willie Taggart's dream job. Moreover, every good source or trustworthy source that I've got that has been trustworthy in the past has said that Willie Taggart is the top name on Florida State's coaching list, and that he is the priority for Florida State's administration, and that's going to be the direction that they go. So all that said, I expect at the end of all this that Willie Taggart will be Florida State's next head coach. But it is not a done deal, and there still have to be some things taken care of to get that to the point where it is a done deal. First and foremost, Taggart and FSU's administration, the people involved in the hiring process, have not yet met face-to-face. And as of right now, Sunday afternoon, they will not be meeting face-to-face on Sunday. Now, I'll get to that in just a moment about why that's important. But another myth to deal with before I get to that is that it is also not true that Florida State spent the entire day on Saturday negotiating with Taggart. That is not the case. In fact, Florida State has not yet negotiated with Willie Taggart as of Sunday afternoon. Now, this is one of those things where I should be clear on what that means more specifically. Keep in mind that coaches come into the process of negotiation toward the end of processes, of actual formal real negotiation. That does not mean when I say Willie Taggart has not negotiated with Florida State, and that is true, that does not mean that Florida State has not negotiated at all with any representatives on behalf of Willie Taggart, which, of course, Jimmy Sexton, who is Willie Taggart's agent, has been in Tallahassee, and Florida State has been negotiating some with him. But Sexton also, I should mention, represents a number of other coaches in addition to Jimbo Fisher and Willie Taggart and all sorts of others. I mean, he represents about half of the coaches in the industry. So, I mean, you're going to have to deal with Sexton at some point if you're going to deal with any coach. And that's, you know, true on the assistant side and all sorts of things. But there's a difference between negotiating with a coach's agent who, you know, just ask LSU, you can be negotiating with the coach's agent for quite a while and that agent be showing some interest, and then that coach actually not be interested in the job. And you never actually get to the point of negotiating with that coach. That coach just turns and takes whatever, you know, you gave to Sexton and takes it back to his employer and says, hey, so here's what I got. Can you match it or exceed it or whatever? So that's another thing. So getting beyond that to some things that I can say, and you'll hear me kind of hemming and hawing a little bit more in this episode or umming in this episode more so than usual, because I'm trying to be very careful with what I say because of, well, I'll just read you one of the last messages I got from one of my best sources in this whole thing to give you some indication, which should help you understand why I have to be so careful. Here's the message. So there you have it. Just be careful posting anything. Don't want anything to get out. So that's the sort of thing that you get with when you do get some of this information. So I have to be very careful on what I'm saying. So what I do feel comfortable saying is that that Florida State is, as far as again, Florida State, unless they're lying, unless the sources that I have are misinformed themselves, which I don't see any reason given where they're situated in this that would be the case. Unless Florida State's lying, Willie Taggart is its top target, and Taggart himself contacted Nike founder Phil Knight, the Uber donor and booster for Oregon, on Wednesday morning to let him know that Florida State was interested, and basically to get approval in the case that this moved forward. Because listen, you don't want to tick off Phil Knight. Phil Knight is, you know, he is Nike, and Nike is the one who sponsors both Oregon and Florida State. And, you know, Phil Knight says, nope, then you know what? You stick around and Phil Knight will make it worth your while, but you don't you don't tweak that guy's nose. You make sure that you have approval in the case that, you know, there may be some sort of offer. And Knight has given his approval and said, I won't stand in your way. The path is open if you choose to leave. That said, Knight also followed up with Taggart later on to say, I'm not going to make leaving easy. So Florida State is not just going to be able to walk in and lowball Willie Taggart and get him to come to Florida State, because Phil Knight is going to try to keep Willie Taggart in Oregon. That much is clear. That also said, Florida State has been doing due diligence on other candidates. The number two candidate behind Willie Taggart has been, by all accounts, Justin Fuente, the head coach of Virginia Tech. And the number three coach, I was informed today, is Charlie Strong, the head coach, former head coach of Texas and Louisville, and the current head coach at USF. I was informed today that Florida State has inquired and received permission to communicate with Charlie Strong, again, doing their due diligence in case things don't go exactly right with their first target. So, and of course, having multiple targets who would be interested and are listening to the job gives you some element of leverage if you're Florida State to make sure that, say, Sexton can't just rake you over the coals and say, well, you're going to have to pay $9 million a year because this guy I know is your number one guy, and I know you're not dealing with anybody else. So that's what makes this a tough balance. That said, you can't play the leverage game too much with somebody else who has another really good option and has a multi-billionaire standing behind him whispering in his ear, whispering sweet nothings in his ear. You'd better come to play ball and let that guy know that he is your priority and make sure that's where that's going to go. Taggart is actually in a similar situation right now at Oregon to what Jimbo Fisher was in at Florida State, and that's that he's already lost one commit in his recruiting class, and he's doing his best to be honest in all of this process that he is the head coach at Oregon and is not negotiating with Florida State at this time, and that is, again, that is all true. He's happy at Oregon and will continue to recruit and push for all of those things. And until the moment that Florida State makes him an offer that is more formal and is something that his agent knows he would agree with, that is the case. That's the way this works. It's very difficult for coaches. You, there's not a good way to deal with this. And at the same point, Taggart is in a position where he can't afford to, because of all this, he can't afford for Florida State to slow play him. If Florida State tries to slow play Willie Taggart, Florida State will not hire Willie Taggart, because he will ultimately pull his name out of the list, out of contention, and commit to Oregon is working on an increased contract extension for him on top of the extension that was already on his desk that he has not signed. And for those, again, footballscoop.com and others have said, well, you know, he made this tweet that said he was staying at Oregon. Well, the tweet doesn't actually say that. And if he wanted to say he was staying at Oregon, he's had a contract extension on his desk for a long time. He would just sign it. But Oregon is working on an increased contract extension that, again, will make things much more difficult for Willie Taggart to leave Oregon, and it puts Florida State in a position where they're going to have to actually work with the sorts of things that Taggart would actually be asking from Florida State, and won't just be able to get him to come to Florida State because it's his dream job, get him to come on the cheap. So FSU is going to have to make sure that the sorts of things that someone like Taggart would ask for, which is, you know, things like the use of, or things like recruiting issues in terms of, you know, at Oregon, the coaching staff has use of private planes for recruiting. You know, they've got among the best facilities in the country. And if you need something, Phil Knight will write the check and make sure that that facilities are taken care of and that there's constant upgrades going on and all that. And also in terms of assistant pool and all that, what you need to get guys to be at Florida State, to be at Oregon and all this, Florida State's going to have to make sure that they handle their business there. And given that coaches currently know that Jimbo Fisher left because he was tired of dealing with some of the issues in terms of trying to, you know, he basically did not get the approval to buy out a coach's contract at the end of 2016 to hire a replacement because it wasn't in the budget. These sorts of things coaches hear and they say, you know, I'd better be able to have the ability, if something's not working, to fire somebody and, you know, buy out that contract and hire somebody else for a lot. I'd better be able to pay my coordinators $1 million apiece, that sort of thing, in order to make the job worth taking. So Florida State's going to have to put some money where their mouth is on any of this for Taggart to be willing to take the job. That said, like I said before, I expect Willie Taggart will take this job. One last thing on that side of things, I was told initially that if things were not done, if Florida State didn't basically take care of things and basically sew up everything with Willie Taggart by Sunday afternoon, then Taggart would pull his name out of contention, and because Taggart has a recruiting trip in Florida for Oregon starting on Monday, that he leaves on Monday for that recruiting trip, and that basically he was not going to be kept in limbo forever and was not going to keep Oregon in limbo forever. So I was told that initially, but that is not currently the case. I do think that we're going to see whatever is going to happen in terms of Willie Taggart. What we're going to see there, if that's going to go down as I expect it will, that's going to most likely happen on Monday, and we would probably see some announcement more formally on Tuesday. I'm not exactly sure how all that's going to happen, but again, there's a lot of pressure from all sides, and you know, there's a lot of things that have to take place in order for all this stuff to go down. There's always back and forth. There's twists and turns to all of this. I at this point, I still think that Willie Taggart will be the head coach at Florida State. There have been some rumblings behind the scenes from people that I haven't regarded as good of sources that there may be one other sort of shadowy figure that is Florida State's true target. You know, maybe a James Franklin or someone like that. But the best information that I have is that Franklin was not interested when Florida State contacted him at first. And I, again, continue to think that that would be surprising to me and would violate, the knowledge of some of the well-placed sources that I have on this. If Florida State is going to hire someone other than Willie Taggart as their first option, then they've done an unbelievable job of keeping it quiet. So again, this is as much, I think that's about as much as I can say. Like I said, I think we'll see most likely Willie Taggart be the next head coach at Florida State, but things are not done. Things I do not expect to be done as of Sunday afternoon. I don't think that any deal is going to be in place as of Sunday. But I think whatever's going to happen is most likely going to go down on Monday, and then we would probably see an announcement on Tuesday. And if it does extend beyond that, then I don't expect Taggart to be the head coach at that point if things fall through. So, like I said, this is always fluid. These things always have lots of twists and turns. But that's the best update that I can give at this point, and I will be back with you shortly, probably another update sometime on Monday or Tuesday. So until then, once again, this has been the Unconquered Podcast on Seminole Sports Radio. I'm your host, Jason Staples. Thanks for listening.
I made this.